All aboard Streamline Express. All aboard.
But I must get on that train. I'll give you the full price of the ticket just to get on for 5 minutes.
Are you absolutely certain? Yes or no? Did you see that train?
You're darn certain I've seen that train.
There's your pride and joy just coming off the turntable.
Yes, sir, the old express.
I'm Ethan Smith, and this is the Steam Engine Express. We begin today with a look at an important part of the Steam blockchain, witnesses. Steam Engine passenger Jason Schick is currently in the middle of his Meet Our Witnesses series, in which he interviews prominent Steam witnesses. Witnesses are vital to SteamIt because they host servers which produce the actual blocks of the Steam blockchain, in addition to many other things that help enable all of our posting and voting, as well as being able to visit my blog right now. Jason's most recent witness interview is with SteamIt user at GTG, or Gandalf the Grey. Be sure to read his interview where he outlines reasons why you should use one of your 30 witness votes to vote for him. Jason has done a great job with this series so far, so if you would like to learn more about SteamIt witnesses, head over to his blog today. One of SteamIt's gray areas involves the use of paid upvote bots. A source of controversy across the platform since they began, these accounts offer high-value upvotes for a set price in Steam or Steam-backed dollars. In his most recent blog, Post Boosters That Guarantee Returns, passenger Eon Warped goes through the math of whether it is profitable to use a specific two of these paid services. If you've ever wondered whether these votes are worth it, try using Eon Warped formulas on your own account and decide for yourself. In travel this week, SteamIt user ColdSteam takes us on a delightful journey to Zhongshan, China, where we see beautiful pictures of the Shibaoshai Temple, which is located on the Yangtze River. ColdSteam recounts his journey through the site as he and his wife encountered beautiful views, fascinating history, and many merchants, including one who played the classic tune "Ole Susanna" on an instrument that he was selling. When reading this blog, you'll discover a plethora of new information, including that the entire temple was built without the use of nails. This blog may have you booking travel plans sooner than you think. Want to make your SteamIt profile page look more attractive? Passenger Mental Extract knows just the trick. In his post, Creating My SteamIt Cover Image Using GIMP 2, we take a look at how he constructed his SteamIt header image using GIMP, an open-source image editing program. As an avid user of GIMP myself, I appreciate the look into creating a cover image, so I invite you to explore the features of GIMP if you have any future image editing to do. Mental Extract makes the most of his Bitmoji images in his final cover image, so be sure to check it out as it gives a great look at his personality. Finally today, we take a look at one of the technical aspects of animation. In the 13th installment of his animation series, SteamIt user Zord189 uses shots from the popular animated film Despicable Me to show how animators choose the actions and motions of secondary characters in order to reflect on the actions of the main characters and enhance the main storyline. I've seen many animated films, but I can't say I've ever stopped to consider what's going through an animator's mind when choosing how the background characters behave. The post, Setting Aside the Main and Secondary Characters, is a thought-provoking blog that every animation fan should be sure to add to their reading list. The Steam Engine Express features 5 of the best posts curated by the Steam Engine Initiative each week across the SteamIt platform. The Express is produced by Ethan D. Smith exclusively for the Steam Engine Initiative on SteamIt.com. That's all for this week's episode. To read posts mentioned in today's Express or to listen to past episodes, visit my blog at steamit.com/@EthanDSmith. I hope you'll catch the next Express.